China's deputy ambassador to the United States spoke at a meeting about doing business with his country at the University of Tampa today. Zhang Zhuang spoke about China's economy and environment to an audience of 40 people from the Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce. Minister Zhang, whose official title is Deputy Chief of Mission of the Embassy of the People's Republic of China in the USA, says that his country faces three major challenges.
Number one is the environment. We're confronted with these pollution issues. Number two is the shortage of energy. Now, the self-sufficient rate in China's energy need is about 94%. But 74% of our energy comes from coal. And we have to figure out, you know, how we can reduce the pollution because of the burning of coal. And we have to develop other ways to meet our energy needs, renewable and new type of energy.
Zhang said the third challenge to his country is wealth disparities among Chinese people, with 300 million relatively affluent residents, mostly in cities or the eastern part of the country, and with 1 billion residents near poverty. China supports the Kyoto Protocol, Zhang said, but unfortunately it was not put into real practice because of lack of support. China is in favor of differentiated responsibility when it comes to the climate change and global warming issue, according to Zhang, which is where developed countries have a greater responsibility to reduce carbon dioxide pollution than developing countries.
If we look at the CO2 in the air, right, a high percentage of it has come from developed economies. And we believe developed economies are in a better position in terms of resources that they can give and actions they can take. For developing countries, we have a different responsibility, but we have a common goal. And developing countries also have to take up their responsibilities.
China owns hundreds of billions of dollars worth of U.S. Treasury bonds, and there is a concern that they will try to sell a large portion of them for either political reasons or because of the tanking U.S. economy and growing U.S. debt. The U.S. imports billions of dollars more per year from China than it exports. Zhang said that this trade imbalance is not good for either country.
We have to figure out what is the best way to bring our bilateral trade to a more balanced situation. Of course, there have been proposals about levying additional surcharge or tariffs against goods coming from China. We believe that is not the right way to address the issue. The right way to address the issue to expand U.S. exports to China. Because the market of China itself is growing so rapidly.
Americans had been concerned that the yuan, the unit of Chinese currency, had been undervalued, but Zhang said that should no longer be an issue.
They're saying the Chinese currency is undervalued. Well, you know, it used to be pegged to the US dollar only, but now it is readjusted according to a basket of currencies. It is a result of our currency reform. And our goal is to make our currency fully convertible. And we believe that we are well on schedule. The value of our currency has appreciated over the past, since last July, by 11.6% already.
With recent food and toy recalls because of health and safety concerns, Zhang was asked whether American consumers had lost faith in products made in China.
Well, I think the absolute majority of American consumers are much, much more mature than just to say that there's a case of recalls or all products coming from China are dangerous. I don't think that is the case. That is the situation. And because according to statistics, you know, people are still buying good products from China, whether it is toys, whether it is clothes. And I think the most important thing is the two governments are working together. Chinese and American governments are working closely together, trying to solve this problem.